I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show. Studio's still here. Station is still here. We got a job. We're back from vacation.
We are.
That's good.
Yeah.
That we're all here and employed. I will tell you what. Now I know why. There are many reasons to travel if that's within your reach, right? I stayed home for this vacation, and I can tell you now that I am more tired now after this vacation than any other vacation I have ever had before, and I didn't leave the state of Georgia.
Is it just because you had so much going on with the fam?
Oh, my God. So my youngest son graduated high school. It was also his birthday, so after that we had over 100 people in my house for his graduation / birthday party.
How was your anxiety level?
It was really okay. Yeah, I think I'm kind of over that.
Good.
Yeah, I've told these guys before that I grew up in a house where there just weren't a whole bunch of people in the house, and my parents didn't like having people over. So having people in my house has always kind of freaked me out. And I think Amanda has broken me of that because she loves having dinner parties so much and people at the house that we had the graduation birthday party at my house. There was 100 people there. We had a dude that was singing on the patio. We had 100 people there, cakes, kids downstairs, upstairs. It was rolling into the street. It was great, but it's tiring, right? So then my son Hayden graduated from SCAD in Savannah. So we went down there, did the graduation there. And then I threw a party for him on a rooftop in Savannah. And Hollis had 2 playoff games for soccer for his school, and he won a state championship.
Congratulations.
Wow.
That's awesome.
What a week, right?
What an incredible way for Hollis to end his high school soccer career.
He started his freshman year with a state championship, and he bookended his senior year with a state championship. So it's been a great week.
Yeah.
A lot of work and I'm tired. That's a lot of extroverting, man. Abby, how was yours?
Mine was really good. I mean, I did the same thing. I pretty much stayed in Atlanta for the entire time, but I tried to keep myself pretty busy. So my weekends both had activities pretty much on Friday and Saturday. So I'm kind of in the same boat where it's like, sure, I didn't really go anywhere, but I'm still kind of exhausted.
Yeah.
Had myself a time for sure. Like, definitely spent a vacation amount of money here in Atlanta. So I'm just stimulating that economy. I hit the ground running. Like, starting Friday, I was up in Alpharetta. I was out with a lot of P1s doing like a little happy hour. And then, the next day was out with friends all night the next day. And then this weekend I was at the Braves game. And then I was out at the Beltline on Saturday. I had doctor's appointments I had to go to, which, you know, was a lot of fun. And that's like kind of emotionally exhausting in itself. So I definitely made the most of my time while we had some time off from the show.
Okay, I've learned the lesson that when we come back from vacation and I go to Mo, who's traveling all over the world, and he tells us what he's done, then I go to Kristen, who goes to Kentucky.
Yes.
It falls flat.
A little bit.
So,
yes.
I think we'll go with you.
Thank
and then
you.
We'll finish it out with Mo.
So I went to Kentucky. Wilmore, the holy city. So we went to Kentucky to see family, to see Granny, Papa Bill, the cousins, Grandma, Papa, all of that fun stuff. We started the week off with a sick kid. Jimmy got sick. Jimmy never gets sick, knock on wood.
And we get to Kentucky, and the kid, he actually has a fever. So
it's probably all that stress melting away. It's the first day he gets to relax at 4 years old. That's when the stress and the illness hits you.
Apparently. So I didn't get a lot of rest because I was sleeping in the same bed as a restless four-year-old for a majority of the vacation. But he, after a couple days, perked up, had some great biscuit-making time with Granny. We got to go see Bart's mom, my mother-in-law, in her new memory care facility and check in on her. And that was a wonderful visit with Jimmy and her. We took his new mousetrap game. So the two of them played mousetrap together and it was really stinking cute. So we had a great time in Kentucky, and then we came back and we started working on the house, and voila, now we're, you know, back here on air doing the thing. So
okay.
Nothing. I was going to say nothing exciting, but it's always good to spend time with family and get sure. good quality time. And you're running all over the place. So Bart has 8 nieces and nephews, so we're seeing them, and now he's got a grandniece. So we had to go see little Maddie, and we're visiting her, and we were just, you know, I'm seeing my friends from elementary and middle school. You're just, you know, you're running all over the place.
Yeah, it's just real life. Mm-hmm. Mo's the only one that had a fantasy vacation. Man, the Philippines.
The Philippines were awesome, man. I am a lot like you. This is the most tired I've ever been, for sure. But obviously for opposite reasons, that time difference is a monster. That travel time is a monster. I am paying for it now.
What are the two things?
So the Philippines is 12 hours ahead. So it's like 5-6 in the afternoon, in the evening right now for me. And I didn't sleep at all last night. Like, since I've gotten back, it's just hard to get my body back on track because I'm used to being up and active at this time.
How many time zones is that?
12 hours is what, 4? I don't know.
4 or 5?
4 or 5?
Because that's sort of the general rule for traveling, that it'll take you a day to recover for every time zone that you traveled to. So you can expect to feel wonky for 5 days.
That makes sense, because I feel like the last day was the day I finally adapted. I adjusted to their time. And then, of course, you have to come back. Right. So now it's like I'm trying to do it all over again. The 15-hour flight. This is the longest flight I've ever taken in my life. Like, oof. That. You sleep for 8 hours and wake up and realize you're only halfway through it. Just like, what am I really doing here? Yeah. But, I mean, it was awesome, man. I almost got arrested for something I do every day in America that I learned you cannot do in South Korea. My lady lost her phone in the rainforest. That was fun. So we had to skip dinner in order to try to find her phone. I fell off a jet ski in the middle of the ocean. A lot happened. But the Philippines, all in all, was probably... If not, I wouldn't say it was my favorite vacation, but it's up there. It was memorable for sure. The people, the service, the beaches, the land. I mean, all of it. It was amazing.
I don't know if it's because we were talking about where you were going before you took off and my phone picked up on it, but I was just in this algorithm of Philippines, man, looking at the beaches and the scenery there. It looked like one of the most magical places.
I was completely uneducated on how beautiful the Philippines are. It was a bucket list item for my lady, and I've let her lead. And every time I've let her lead, it has been a successful trip. So I did it blindly, and boy, was it a perfect place to go. I mean, if you've ever wanted to go to the Philippines, it is a ways to get there, but I promise you it's worth it once you do.
All right, and Cassie just walked in studio, the most consistent person on the Burt Show, because we're all on vacation, and we get a text from Cassie even before the show starts, being very Cassie.
Oh my God, hi, sorry I'm late. I woke up with my eyes swollen shut.
Sorry to laugh,
half,
man.
Half of my face is swollen.
Oh, no. What now?
I'm able to open it, so that's good. I had a cool compress on. I don't know. The only thing I can think of is, you know, I was born a ginger, and so I have to wear a lot of sunscreen, and a skincare company I love, who I use like 9 out of 10 of their products and have for 6 years, sent me their new sunscreen, and I think I had an allergic reaction to it,
because
I've got rash all over my chest and shoulders, and half the face is swollen, and I just woke up, and I was like, yeah, cool. Had a week of vacation with 2 sick kids inside a RV when it was raining outside. That's hell, so you can't leave.
Gassy world.
And then I woke up with a swollen face. But you know what? If it had to happen this week, at least I had some days off.
Right.
I look on the bright side.
Bless your heart.
Did I say look? Let me squint on the bright side.
The Burt Show. There are a lot of exciting events happening right now in sports. Basketball, hockey is at a totally different level right now. How about upping up the game and really getting invested in it? By making picks with Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Prize Picks is the best way to win real money this basketball season. Or hockey season, which players are going to go off, which ones aren't. Make your picks in less than 60 seconds. You turn your sports takes into real money all season long on Prize Picks. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. I like that kind of investment. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is all guaranteed. Download the app today and use the code BERTSHOW to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That code again, Burt Show, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for. With SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
There's a lot of things to celebrate in the month of June. We're starting summer, which is very exciting. June is also Pride Month. But for Swifties, our girl Taylor Swift now has purchased the rights to all of her music, which she has been fighting for after a very contentious battle with the guy that kind of quote unquote discovered her. People think there's maybe a little bit of mistruth to the story that, you know, she got connected and with this guy who owned Big Machine Records. And
are you refusing to say his name?
Yes.
You really?
Yeah, we're erasing him from history. We're erasing this man from history.
I'm like, I know you know this guy's name, and I'm curious if you're not saying it on purpose.
It rhymes with Matt Mormimer. Scott Borchetta, and he, like, there's a story that she got discovered at Bluebird Cafe. I don't know how much truth is to that, but she basically helped him build that label into what it is today. And now it has so many incredible artists on the label, so we don't totally want to punish Big Machine Records by any means, but basically we don't know the full story, but she's kind of alluded to the fact that he like dangled this carrot in front of her face, like, okay, well, one day you'll get to own your masters, one day you'll get to own your masters. And finally, when she like became Taylor Swift and had the money to purchase all of her music, he basically gave her this deal, was like, okay, I will let you purchase all of your albums back, but one by one. So like she had created 6 records up until then. And his deal was basically like, you have to now give me 6 albums. And for every album you give me, I will give you one of your previous albums. So it's extortion. So then he ended up selling her music to her arch nemesis, which we don't know why they don't like each other. This is not a story that's well known. But for some reason, she does not like pop star manager Scooter Braun, who discovered Justin Bieber, who ran, who's a manager for Ariana Grande, like all these other major acts. And so she's like, well, screw y'all. I'm Taylor Swift and I'm going to re-record all of my music. And she started this thing called the Taylor's Version Project. So she's literally recording all of her albums, all six albums she was planning to do. She was doing like these rollouts. So we were all sort of reliving the eras of her life. And she was releasing vault tracks that we had never heard before. And it kind of was a good thing for her because then she was able to sort of start this press tour for her Eras Tour, which is the highest grossing tour in history. It made her a billionaire. So in a weird way, it was kind of a good thing for her. And we were all excited this summer because she was supposed to release her final two albums, re-recorded her debut album and also the final album that she had recorded under Big Machine Records called Reputation. My favorite album from her. I was very excited to get to like relive the era. And then like on a random Friday, she drops this photo where she's surrounded by all of her previous albums. And she said, the best thing, the best thing that's ever been mine is finally ours. She got to purchase her albums for $360 million and said, yeah, I'm not releasing any more re-recordings because now I own them all.
There's two things about this that strike me as so impressive is that I think the idea probably came to her to re-record her own things in a heated moment, right? If that happened to me, I would think about it and go, oh, I'm going to screw this guy. I'm going to re-record everything. But then I'd go, God, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know, right?
And then I would probably never pull it off, right? She was scorned enough. She's like, watch me, right? So she does that. And the second thing I love about this story is so much is that she's not only advocated for her own licensing rights, but she's done that for other artists now as well. Because this is a very common story, you know? Before Taylor Swift was Taylor Swift, she was just Taylor Swift. And you're so eager to get into the industry and share your craft that you're willing to sell yourself out. You don't think you're going to be a billionaire, right? So you sell over your catalog, never having any kind of idea at all you're going to be this big. And this is a very common story where you just don't own your own content. Most of the morning shows that you listen to on the radio also don't own their own content. The radio station does. So anything that they do or a podcast that they do, that money goes to a radio station. We're very lucky that we don't, so we can pretty much do what we want. But most are like that. So it's a very common story. So I hope that a lot of new artists learn from this, really read the fine print and go, I can't do it. I just can't sign that contract.
Absolutely. What did the celebration look like online after she posted that?
Well, we were all freaking out. We were all excited because we consider her like our close personal friend, billionaire Taylor Swift. Like, even though she is this massive star that she is today, I think we all kind of looked at her and saw ourselves in whatever battle you're fighting, whatever thing you've wanted for yourself more than anything. This has been a dream for her. Like, when you're a billionaire and you're a superstar and you have all the power in the world, and this is the one area in your life that you feel powerless in and you feel like you have no control over, it felt like a really big win for her, but also a really big win for the community that we're like, yeah, we took down the man.
As an artist, I'm just curious, you as a fan, how does her new music sound compared to the old music that she recorded the first time?
It's not as good. So okay. I will tell you why. You're going to see some Swifties have a little bit of a mixed opinion on the fact that she's not releasing those last two recordings. It's coming up on your next eBuzz.
The Burt Show.
I feel like it's kind of understood or rather expected that when you become a major league athlete or if you're involved in a major league sports organization, that it's sports over everything. Like, you're going to miss family milestones and moments because of the game.
You're going to be on the road all the time. You're going to miss major family milestones, like you say, because there's so much money on the line also.
Exactly. You're making a lot of money and, you know, so you're going to end up having to choose work over family. However, the Boston Red Sox manager chose to miss a game to attend his daughter's college graduation, and I am here for it.
People were flipping out, though.
Well, not where I was, because I saw it on Female Quotient, because, you know, I'm a female, and I follow Female Quotient. And they posted that the Boston Red Sox manager, Alex Cora, is defending his decision to miss a game to be at his daughter's graduation. And there was a press conference, and you have your journalist there and asking him questions. And one of the first questions was like, well, why not leave early? Like, go to the graduation and then, you know, go to the game. But he's like, no, the whole day was dedicated to her.
Probably to go to the graduation, but just not, I mean, you could have rushed out of there and came here, but just to enjoy the whole day.
She wanted me to be with her. And it was her day, so this is secondary. You know, we're in this world for a purpose, right? And for me, it's to raise her, you know, try to do the best we can, you know. Obviously, it wasn't perfect, but right now it's perfect. It's a day that, like I said, I wasn't going to miss it. The whole day. There's coaches that they take 3 days for that, you know? It just happened that we're here in Boston, right?
The criticism from people about yesterday bother you?
You know, I'll leave it at that, right? People have their own opinions, and, you know, I bet those people, they have families too, and at one point they had to make decisions too, and I bet they made decisions for the best of the family. I made the best decision for my daughter, and for those who don't understand, I'm not going to try to convince them. It is what it is.
So I am obsessed with this. And in the comment section of where I found this story, it's overwhelmingly supportive. The Barbie with the blue check mark commented and said he made the right choice.
Well, this argument's over.
Done. Next one from Yamina. Why is this even a question?
Right.
From Kirsten. Your kid only graduates from college for the first time once. This wasn't the World Series or even playoffs. Even then, that's your kid's. Kudos to Alex Cora for putting family first.
So I think that's a good stopping point here, because this does seem like a very common sense perspective kind of debate. Like, of course you should be there, right? But let's go ahead and just make something up here. Let's say it is game 7 of the World Series. Okay. Red Sox are in game 7. It's being played in Boston and she is graduating college. What do you do at that point when there's even more? This is a regular season game. If you don't know anything about Major League Baseball,
there's a million and two games in
a
season.
Yeah, there's 500. Mm-hmm. It's a 500 game season. No, it's 162 games. So it's a regular season. Easy debate. But when it's the championship on the line, what do you do, Mo?
If the championship is on the line, like you said, that changes everything. If it's possible, if it's at all possible for me to do both, I'm doing both. I'm 1,000% going to be there for
too
both.
Too easy.
If that's
you
not possible, as the manager, at the end of the day, the players got to play. And I feel like if the players can't find a way to win that game without the manager, then they didn't deserve to win it anyway. If I'm a player, I'm going to the game. If I'm the manager, I would be there for my family.
That's what I'm saying. Huh. Like, I don't know a lot about baseball, but, like, what's the manager going to do? You're not the coach. You're not a player. You're not the water boy. I feel like people can survive without you for one game. So I'm choosing my daughter over anyone.
If it's your team, Mo, though, it's the Dallas Cowboys head coach. It's the New York Yankees manager. It's your team, and it's game 7, and he decides not to go. As a super fan, how you feeling about it?
Well, I think we are both in our rights, right? Like, he has the right as the coach to be there for his family, and I have the right as a fan to be mad at him for it.
By the way, the comments that I was looking at were not on what website were you
female
talking about?
Female quotient.
Yeah, mine were like on Barstool Sports, and the comments were very different.
I like my comments better than yours.
Yours were right. Barstool was wrong.
And it wasn't just all women making these comments. There are plenty of dads and girl dads in the comments saying he made the right choice.
It's not even debatable, really.
The Burt Show.
Literally right before the mics went on, I was shaking my head and trying to shake the memory of what happened last year out of my head. Because it infuriates me, and I'm still so embarrassed by it.
Can you believe it's almost been a year since the great Doc incident of 2024?
Life has got its foot on the accelerator for me, man. It's, how can it be a year? So I just may have a redo.
You do have a redo coming up, because Bert and I are once again going to hang out for the 4th of July. Got a house on the lake. And I also rented a pontoon.
Oh, God.
Wow.
No.
Why would you do that?
And I also rented it from the exact same place we got it from last year.
Did you really? What?
Did you? Hey, Cody this? Wild Water Sports.
Right. Do you want me to explain for the new listener what happened last year, or would you like to do it in great, beautiful, colorful detail?
I will be gladly to tell everybody what happened. All right. So there we were. There we were. On the lake. And it's bright and early, and my husband Bart and Bert are going to drive the whole 6 minutes to the dock to pick up the pontoon, because we were going to cruise around Lake Oconee for 2 days on the pontoon celebrating America's birthday the way our forefathers expected us to, with Budweiser's and a lake. So they go to get the pontoon. My husband walks into the house. Bert's girlfriend and I are in the kitchen making breakfast for the kids, and my husband walks in and he's got his head down and he's just shaking it. And I'm like, oh my God, like what happened? And he's just shaking his head and we're like, dude, seriously, what happened? And then Bart goes into this story of how he was not going to drive said boat because my husband is not familiar with driving boats. But Bert said, I got this, man. So
I've never really pulled one out of the dock before, but it seems easy enough. Of course I got that.
But you've driven one on open water. It's the same thing.
No problem.
My husband's standing there at the dock and Bert gets in the pontoon and the young man, maybe 18 years of age, is giving him the rundown of the boat and what he needs to do.
Blah, 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 blah. Let me take this thing out already. You and your instructions. Let's go.
And
I got a family waiting for me.
As we saw from the camera footage, because, yes, we got the security camera footage from the dock and watched it over and over and over again, Bert backs out the boat, but for whatever reason, full throttles that puppy.
Confidence.
I mean, all the way.
Got places to be, man.
On top of the deck is apparently one.
And rams right into a pillar on the dock. As a family is walking down to get to their boat.
That listens to the show.
Yes.
Damn, Bert Show. Remember that, wasn't it? Yes. Damn, Bert Show.
That's what he said.
And as we watched the security footage, the dock, literally like one of the pillars of the dock, there, like the pier, it like lifts up out of the water and comes back down. He rocks the entire dock. And you see my husband, people are screaming. They are running towards him. The employees of the dock are running towards him. And Bert slowly backs out and just takes off and is like, bah! He's like, I am not addressing this incident. I'm not making eye contact with anybody. I am leaving. So there's the shell-shocked family. And then there is my husband walking away from the dock. Once again, head down, just shaking it, right?
The kid that was helping me was so angry. Oh. So angry.
So I get this story. Like, my husband comes back to the lake house. He relays the story. Then Bert comes back and he relays the story. And we're just like, we're cackling about this. And then we talk about it on air. And then the guy from the dock DMs me. And he's like, I was the father protecting my children on the dock from Bert. And I was the one that yelled, damn, yeah. Bert Show. And then we get the security footage. So now we fast forward and it is 2025. We are once again going to get the families together. My son, Jimmy, and Bert's girlfriend's son, Amanda, Bert's girlfriend's son, Asa, that Jimmy and Asa are like BFF. So we're all going to do another lake trip together and you can't go to the lake and not get a pontoon.
100% agree.
So, dude, I was there filling out the paperwork yesterday. I'm on my computer, or like this past week, rather, while we were on vacation, planning the next vacation. And the dock that is closest to the house we are renting is Oconee Wild Water Sports, which is the exact same place we got the pontoon last year.
It's not like a picture up of y'all? Like, no.
There might be.
Wanted. Yeah. So I'm filling out the paperwork, and I get to the bottom, and it says, leave a comment.
And
I just said, hey, Bert promises. I swear to God. I said, Bert promises that what happened last year won't happen again this year. Thanks, Kristen. And I said it all.
So you flagged them so they know that we and I are coming, because there would have been maybe a possibility, different staff, what have you.
Maybe.
I could have got in there and taken off.
I wanted to get ahead of this, man. Right. I wanted to get ahead of it. I literally put in the comments, Bert promises there will not be an incident like last year. I literally put that in the comments. Right.
So I think you got one of two kind of people here in the world. You got one person that would go through an incident like that and go, you know what? That's enough stress for me. I am never doing that again.
Because we know that your girlfriend, who grew up near a lake, was on the lake all the time, driving boats all the time. Like, she could pull that puppy in and out of a dock, no issue. She was the one who docked it every time we needed to get gas.
That is true. The second kind of person is somebody that obsesses over a mistake that bad.
Yeah.
And just wants a redo. Because you know in your heart and your soul and your head that you can pull it off. I am that guy.
This is going to be your pontoon redemption arc?
I am looking forward to it. When you texted us the other day and I half jokingly said, I can't wait to take the pontoon boat out.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm really serious. I know what I did wrong.
You okay?
I totally know what I did wrong and I want a redemption.
Okay.
Now, only taking it out. I don't want to try to even put it back in.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to take the win. If I can take the win, I'm going to take the win and then retire. Okay. But I have been thinking about this for quite a while, and I want to be the one that takes that thing out of the dock if they allow me to.
I was going to say, what if they say you're not allowed to?
We'll probably be smart on their end.
We have the security footage. Yeah.
Yes. I have thought of this. And I think that if they say no, I think I can negotiate going, okay, why don't you bring somebody in the boat with me? Just to guide me if I am jacking this thing up. So you almost have like a driver's ed teacher in a pontoon boat.
Uh-huh.
Let's try that if they are totally against the idea.
If you don't think I'm not getting a sticker that says student driver, you are so wrong.
No, man, I am ready.
So you're in.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not, this was not on purpose. Literally, where we got the house, I Googled the closest like dock and where we could rent a pontoon, and it just so happens to be the exact same one, because when I went to go click the link, it was purple from where I'd used it before.
No.
Oh, wow. That's your thing. Yeah, I might want to at least make sure there are no families on the dock this time. Like, maybe clear it out.
Maybe I can buy out the dock for 15 minutes just to make sure everybody's safe and clears the runway.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I haven't been on Instagram early enough yet today to see if people have been sharing their pictures of the northern lights that were supposed to be visible in Georgia last night.
I know nothing about that.
No? People were sending me because I tried seeing the northern lights last year and went to Finland and got that. I just spent a stupid amount of money to see the northern lights. Never had a shot of seeing them. And the same week that I was in Finland, how exotic to see the northern lights. They were visible for like the first time in a decade in Georgia. All I had to do was walk out of my house, right? So I was starting to get these messages yesterday saying, get out there early. And I'm like, I'm going to be up at 4 a.m. I'll see these things. So I went out, just started taking pictures because a lot of people said that you can't really see them with the naked eye a lot. But when you take a picture with your iPhone, then you look at it, then you can see the northern lights. And to me, that's not the experience of northern lights.
No.
Man. You should be able to see them overhead. So I went outside and I started taking pictures this morning, looking at them. Nope. Nothing.
Well, I had heard that the smoke from the fires in Canada were going to prevent a lot of us from seeing it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I didn't even know there were fires in Canada. I talked to my parents over vacation there in North Carolina, and they're telling like old people to stay inside because of the air quality.
Well, I think this administration is making sure those fires don't come into America. the smoke stays right at the border. All right, so I averted an emergency the day of my kids' high school graduation, but man, Was I scared? Okay, let me ask you guys what you would have done. So I'm driving to Hollis's graduation, and I'm on time. You know, I'm not in a rush, but I just do. I'm not going to be there, you know, super early or late. I'm going to be there just about right on time, right? So I'm driving through my neighborhood with Amanda, and as I take one left turn, again, this is my kid's high school graduation. A dog runs out in the middle of the road from somebody's house. Looked like a little cocker spaniel type deal. Runs out. I pull to the left as hard as I can, and I must have missed this dog by 2 feet.
Oh, wow.
2 feet, right?
I bet your heart was pounding.
Oh, my gosh. Amanda's screaming, and I'm, like, startled by it. I'm shaking. But, again, I got a place to be in, like, 10 minutes, man. So there's really not a lot of time to contemplate life at this point. I got to get to high school graduation. But your mind starts defaulting to worst-case scenario. So Amanda and I started getting this dialogue on the way to graduation. Like, if I hit that dog and something bad happened to the dog, could be lying in the middle of the road, there goes his life, right? Or it's just in really bad shape, yelping or whatever. But I got to be at my kid's high school graduation. What do you guys do?
Well, I know what I would have done in that instant. I mean, the fact that it was you and Amanda in the car, Amanda drops you off at the graduation and she takes the dog to the vet. Like, it sucks that she's going to miss it, but that's what you're going to have to do.
Okay.
What would I have done?
Keep thinking about it. Okay, we hadn't even thought about that scenario. Yeah. Let's say Amanda's not there.
So having, you know, remembering graduation, it's going to suck missing him walking in with this class, but you rush to a vet. You literally drop the dog off at your closest vet, which you should know because you have a dog. So you know, like the closest facility. You literally run in, drop the dog off, and then you leave and you go to your son's graduation.
I probably would have called 411, to be honest, and figured out exactly who I needed to get in contact with in order to come help and assist in the situation. And once they got there, that would have been hopefully my cue to be able to keep going and we get to the graduation.
Would have been too late at that point. You call 911 or whatever, waiting for assistance, you're going to miss that graduation.
They get there pretty quick.
I would imagine. Like, how long is it going to take?
If it's 5-10 minutes, man, I'm going to miss that kid, perhaps walking across that stage.
Well, in that case...
You done told us it's a mass. We know it's going to take a long time.
I probably would take the risk of missing it. I don't think I would. My conscience wouldn't allow me to just keep pushing like nothing happened.
Yeah, I couldn't sit there knowing that I'd left like a whimpering dog on the side of the road because my kid was going to walk across a graduation stage. Like, don't get me wrong, graduation's a big deal, but it's more about the accomplishment and the celebration of it all. That's a big deal towards the end. Like, even though it would suck to miss him walking, like, you still got college that you can see him. So for me, like, I wouldn't be able to leave that dog on the side of the road knowing that I was the one that hit it.
Well, man, am I going to sound like a huge D-bag? Because I'm not missing that graduation no matter what. So if I hit this dog, my thought was I'm getting out, obviously, knocking on the neighbor's door where I saw come out of. And if they're not around, then going to another neighbor and saying, can you please help out here? I can't do anything for the next hour and a half. And then I'm going to graduation.
I don't think that makes you a D-bag.
Okay.
You're still getting help. Now, if you just would have drove off and flipped him the bird, well, that's a different story.
That's a problem.
The Bert Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Taylor Swift is now the proud owner of every single song she has ever written. This is a big deal. Swifties are going to be super annoying this week because we're going to get to listen to any song on her music catalog. This has been kind of a contentious thing in the entertainment industry. She has had this battle between her and her old music label, Big Machine Records, and then the guy that it got sold to, Scooter Braun, who I guess is her arch nemesis. We don't know why. We just know they don't like each other. And so she's embarked on this Taylor's Version project where she's just decided to devalue her old music by re-recording every single song she's ever put out and then some, hoping that the loyalty from her fans, which there are a lot of fans and they're very very loyal, that they will start streaming the Taylor's Versions instead. And because we all love our girl, our personal friend and close confidant, billionaire Taylor Swift, we have all been very loyal and streaming those versions instead.
Do you remember that time she gave you a ride to the airport?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she wasn't there, but like her, but Fearless Platinum Edition was there. You know, but she, if she could have been there, she would have been there.
Do you remember that time that she helped you move?
Yeah.
And the elevator was broken, and yeah, she went up all those stairs with all your stuff. You remember that?
Because she was in my headphones, and so I was like, oh, listening to Reputation. It gave me, like, the confidence and the wherewithal I needed to get through 4 hours of moving. She's been there for me in all of my deepest, most emotional moments.
You know what I love about her is we joke, but there are fans out there who are like, remember when she paid $30,000 to pay off your school loans?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that's why people love Taylor so much, is because she legitimately is there for her fans.
Well, she technically is there for you emotionally. I mean, the fact that some of these songs have gotten people through some of the darkest times in their life, like, that's why we kind of joke, like, yeah, our close personal friend, capitalist Barbie Taylor Swift. Because, you know, I listen to her music every single day, and that's why people feel so connected with her, and that's why she has this fierce loyalty. So when she has the ability to spend $360 million to get her, what she says is her biggest dream, to own all of her music, like, we're really happy for her. But I will say, the Swifties do have some mixed opinions. So if you want to feel, if you want some, like, water cooler talk today, you see that 22-year-old college grad who's, like, you know, getting some coffee in the break room, and you want to try and make some small talk, here's some things you can bring up. So the one thing that Swifties were a little upset about is the fact that there were two albums she had yet to re-record and release. And apparently, she hadn't even re-recorded Reputation, Taylor's version, which is the last album she had put out before she ended up changing labels and was able to own all of her music. And Reputation is a beloved era, quote unquote, for the Swifties, because it's the one where she was clapping back at Kim Kardashian for trying to ruin her career, for posting that edited footage of Kanye asking if he could use a line about her in a song he put out called Famous. And it was kind of like this really, like, BA album. It's very different than anything Taylor Swift has ever put out. It's very, like, hard and gritty. And it's also like a love album too. Was that all the music she wrote when she was falling in love with that guy that she dated for 6 years and then they broke up. And we will never get that re-recorded music from her. However, we are kind of happy for her that, like, oh yeah, you don't have to sing about that ex-boyfriend that you are not dating anymore, because now she's dating Travis Kelce. But there are some things that are good that are coming out of this. Is the fact that we don't have to pretend to like the Taylor's versions anymore, because they weren't as good. And one of the songs that people are excited to get to stream is Style Taylor's version, one of her most iconic songs of all time. And we also get to listen to Picture to Burn, homophobic version. Rebecca is here to give me the approval to make that joke.
As a bisexual person with a boyfriend, I am here to represent the entire queer community when I say Taylor Swift released the homophobic version of Picture to Burn on Spotify for Pride. You coward.
We want it.
It is so camp and funny. I love that song. I just imagine myself at the gay bar hearing Picture to Burn gay, like the gay version, homophobic version. State the obvious. You are gay.
So anyway, the Swifties are very happy that we don't have to pretend to like the re-recorded versions, because they're not as, you can't re-encapsulate the magic of the originals and some of the things she should have thought about before releasing them when they originally came out. All right, what celebrities have had positive reactions to the news that Taylor has her new has her original versions, and which of her friends have stayed silent? It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.